235 years ago, the blood, sweat, and tears of revolutionaries birthed a new life, one with the personality of liberty and the pursuit of happiness. The name on the birth certificate read Articles of Confederation. The trembling infant of Confederation struggled to crawl, but her family, the tireless mothers, the founding fathers, and her siblings, the sons and daughters of liberty, helped to build her strength. By age 8, Confederation had gotten to her feet and had not only taken her first steps, but also began to take on responsibilities of her own. She changed her name to Constitution, and with that, she took on the task of being the greatest leader of her time. My responsibilities tie to her motherhood today. The United States Constitution, after many years of learning from mistakes and amending herself, offers an immortal motherhood to all the people of the country. We know a few of these children by many names. For you, it may be a friend. For me, it may be my neighbor. But we all know them as veterans. I am young and naive, but I have no excuse to ever say I do not have a responsibility to this nation. I am responsible to let Mother Constitution nurture me in her arms of amity, her lullaby of liberty, and most importantly, her lesson of gratitude. However, the responsibility of utmost importance still remains reserved for that friend or neighbor. My duty to establish never-ending gratitude to Mother Constitution's own children. Her children, our veterans, have the bravery and perseverance few of us carry. It is for this reason I hold myself responsible for shaking the hands of men and women who give me the family I have today. The same men and women who stand with the most earnest respect and pride to our flag ever witnessed. It is my responsibility to remember the sparkle in my father's eyes when he remembers being offered America's open arms and being given the opportunity to start a family spoiled with the riches our soldiers fight for every day. It is my job to remember if we did not have these national heroes, I may not even know the words to express my gratitude. But parents grow old, and it becomes a child's responsibility to be responsible for them in turn. My purpose? Be grateful for the nurturing of my freedoms and rights, and return this gift with love for my nation. Veterans set an insurmountable precedent of repayment, defending their mother country with the heart of revolutionaries themselves. I must be grateful for each man and woman in combat who says, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." It becomes my vital contribution to support the nation and its lifestyle, for liberty must at all hazards be supported. Our fathers have earned and bought it for us at the expense of their ease and their blood. America grew. She took her first steps. She hit her milestones. And she reigned her greatest profits of citizenship and equality with nothing more than the hope we would one day stand by her. Fulfilling my responsibilities, I hope to one day hold the hand of my country and help her to stand. I have an obligation to keep myself informed as I read endless articles about our nation's struggles, and more significantly, her astonishing ability to get up and stand taller each time. I hold the obligation to stabilize the future of America by giving back to the community. I have a duty to nurture the future generations for success. It will one day become my responsibility to fall into my role in the community and vote for the truest heart of American valor. But it has always been and will never stop being my responsibility to not only show my respect, but to support the nation and its millions of past, present, and future soldiers. I can never forget we would not have our lives without them, and for that, we are forever indebted to their compassion and dedication. It remains my responsibility to never let a Memorial Day or Veterans Day go by without thoughts or words of genuine gratitude and remembrance. I am proud to note that of all the people I have met, I have never witnessed a single one remotely disrespect a moment of silence. It is my privilege to ensure I have absorbed the priceless morals of our nation and to shift more responsibilities onto my shoulders as I round the bend in this circle of life. The United States of America, accompanied by her people of vigilance, purity, and valor, has bestowed upon me the honor of taking her hand and helping her stand after she had taken mine and taught me to walk.